A Juneteenth celebration with food, music, and local entrepreneurs comes to Launch's Kitchen Incubator of Chattanooga. The first ever Kick Nights, Juneteenth, is Friday from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the incubator at 5704 Marlin Road. Dewan Jordan is co-CEO of Launch. Dr. Reginald Smith II is president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga. Reggie, Dewan, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us about this collaboration, Kick Nights Juneteenth.
Yes, we are extremely excited about this event. Kick Nights is a series that we do in the summer, and it's a series of evening events. There are markets. We bring in market vendors, food trucks throughout the evening to give them opportunity to be exposed to the community and to bring the community together. This year, we're doing a special event, Juneteenth, and it will be our first one of the year, but our first Juneteenth celebration. And we have teamed up with the Urban League of Greater Chattanooga with Reggie and his team. We're excited about that. Arts Build and a Chattanooga Business Elite.
And Reggie, talk more about this collaboration. One thing both of your organizations have in common is you work with and you support entrepreneurs in the community.
Very much so. Yes, when we were approached about potentially participating in this, this is one of those things that where this hits every intersection of the work that we do, and we're happy to partner with organizations doing great work in the community. I've been very forward about saying that the Urban League is open for business, and we want to support businesses, and we want to partner with our other nonprofits that are doing great work in the community. And since this is a holiday that we feel deeply about and that we care about, and it's supporting entrepreneurs, it's allowing us to talk about not only freedom, but using economic freedom as an opportunity to express that, it was a win-win for us.
And economic freedom, that has long been part of the freedom story. And Chattanooga has been one of the destinations in that story.
Yes, very much so. From the entrepreneur standpoint, you know, we recognize that grit and grind of the entrepreneurs in the city of Chattanooga, all the way dating back to the foundations of the Chattanooga Bottling Company, right? So the work of Lunch and working with these restaurateurs, the work of the Urban League, working with all of the people going through Next Level, the work is extremely important to build out an opportunity that entrepreneurs and people looking at starting businesses and people having restaurants and people making their own money and building jobs and opportunities for other people is extremely important and falls deeply in line with everything when it comes to freedom and opportunity.
Yes, I totally agree. You know, there are so many barriers to opportunities for the entrepreneurs that we work with and we serve. And so, of course, all of our goal is to make sure that we're able to help eliminate as many barriers as possible. And this is one of those opportunities for them to be exposed to this community, to be able to give back to the community, and for the community to be able to give back to them and help them generate revenue that helps them to continue to sustain and build their businesses. And so it's just work that's very important. This is the public view of it, but so much happens behind the scenes, as Reggie can tell you, that it's just so many things and resources that are available to many entrepreneurs that they're not even aware of. Mm-hmm. And then there are resources that they just don't have access to. And so this is just a public facing piece of the work that we're doing.
For people who will show up for Kick Nights Juneteenth on Friday, what will they see?
Well, they'll see lots of things. They'll see over 35 vendors, and that's from the food space on through handcrafted businesses. I mean, just everybody you can think of, creatives. We have some dance groups coming out to perform. We have a live DJ, Mark Franklin. We have line dance teams coming out. So it's going to be a lot of activity going on. We have a kid zone, which the Urban League will be sponsoring. So we have bouncy houses and just face painting, all types of things. And one of the other things that's so important for us is we have our Kick Catalyst Accelerator program that has about 12 businesses that are going through. And this will be their first opportunity to present and serve their food to the community. So they'll be getting a lot of feedback that evening. So it's just a lot of great things going on, and it is free to the community and it's family friendly.
And talk more about aspects of Juneteenth that will be part of this gathering.
Well, and that's one of the reasons why we were so excited to jump into the children's zone idea. One of the things that we're going to have out there in support of the event is to make sure that we kind of can educate the community on, all right, What is Juneteenth? Why are we even celebrating this holiday? What does freedom mean? Many people see various different symbols and things that represent multiple different aspects of multiculturalism in America or the Black community. But one of the things that we're really pushing for this year is to showcase what the different elements of the Juneteenth flag are all about. Most people, when you think of Juneteenth, they think of the colors red, black, and green. Well, that's something actually totally different.
The Pan-African colors.
That's the Pan-African colors, right. So the Juneteenth flag actually mirrors a little bit the American flag. It's red, white, and blue, with a single star representing Texas, with a starburst around it representing newfound opportunity and newfound freedom. It's an opportunity for us to keep educating the community on all of those various different things, as well as to further show how Black people in America particularly are American and how we're not separate from the nation. We're a part of it. We're woven into the fabric.
Texas figures into that flag because that's where the word was first received about emancipation after the end of the Civil War.
That is true. The Emancipation Proclamation was signed a little bit earlier than June 19th, 1865. But when the word got there, that's when the Union troops actually made it to Galveston, Texas. You know, I guess the furthest in the South you can go, right, if we're considering Texas the South. Because we're here in Chattanooga. But at the same time, that's when the word got there. And that's where we kind of come up with this term, Juneteenth. It's one of those things that's near and dear to my heart. Growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, that was one of the things that we celebrated Juneteenth growing up. In previous organization I was with, the Bethlehem Center, we had a large Juneteenth celebration. They just did theirs last weekend. Educating the community is extremely important because we want the younger generations, we want the community at large, to know the history, to understand what's going on, and do it at a family-friendly event that is encompassing music and food and all of the great things that lunch is providing for us.
That was extremely important for us as a team working together to make sure that people are educated on what Juneteenth is. Honestly, after 2020, that's when the talk really started in a lot of communities. Like he said, it's been celebrated in Texas and Memphis and so many other places, but Chattanooga is one of those places that you did not really hear a whole lot about Juneteenth. And so people were excited to be getting days off of work and things like that, but they really didn't understand the meaning of it. We're just excited about being able to educate the community first and foremost, and then, of course, you know, support these entrepreneurs and their businesses, because that's what it's all about, that economic freedom and the freedom around the concept of Juneteenth.
Kick Night's Juneteenth this Friday from 6 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at the Kitchen Incubator of Chattanooga, 5704 Marlin Road. For people who want more information, where can they go online?
I think that they can go on any of our Facebook pages, any of the organizations, because we'll all be supporting it and promoting it. But the Lunch Facebook page, the Lunch Instagram page, the Kitchen Incubator, just wherever. But our website is lunchchattanooga.org.
And Reggie, for the Urban League?
Same for us. Our socials are the quickest way to get up-to-date information, but we like to draw people to our website, which is ulchat, that's ulchatt.net.
All right, Dewan, Reggie, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Catch all our conversations on Scenic Routes at our website, wutc.org, on the WUTC app, and wherever you get your podcasts.